All right, let's do this. We're going live in 5, 4, 3. Come on. Come on. Come on. Good morning and welcome back to Intrepid Business. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Joe Lavelle. Good morning, Joe. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Todd. I'm doing great.
You know, this would be a little different spin on the typical content we're putting out there. You and I are both big fans of a very popular podcast called Startup, hosted by Alex Blumberg. A lot of you probably are familiar with Alex Blumberg, who's a former, I guess he's a former producer or some such with This American Life, which has long been the dominant podcast in podcast world. But I think you and I, Joe, wanted to take a few minutes today to just kind of do a couple of things. One, talk about what we've learned from this podcast, because in essence, we're doing something very similar. The podcast, by the way, is an ongoing story about these guys creating a podcast company, and they create serialized podcast content. You and I are also creating a media company, different in the scope of work we do, but yet still creating media for a public to consume. I got to tell you, of all the podcasts I've ever listened to, it is my favorite. Why do you get into startup so much?
No, I agree, Todd. I think in some ways we're kindred souls. We're traveling the same path. And like you said, our content's a bit different in terms of their content's a little bit more entertainment. Ours is more education and thought leadership in certain areas. But I think we're tackling the same issues Alex is. And although the startup podcast is not really educating us in any way, it does make me feel good to hear that others are, you know, struggling with some of the same things we think about each day in terms of what content we put out there, and most recently, who the listeners of Startup are.
Well, that's a very important conversation, and I think you and I ought to tackle that in a separate manner on this conversation. But yeah, I agree with you. There's really two things about listening to this podcast called Startup, which, by the way, we'll link to in the show notes, so you'll be able to find it. But Joe, it's the transparency of this thing that I really, really like. What he does, like for instance, very early in the series, you hear him, he actually records him pitching a venture capitalist. And he absolutely hoses it big time. I mean, he totally screws the pooch and admits it. I mean, I'm not saying anything that he didn't say about his own performance. We struggle to sometimes articulate what we do to a marketplace, and I think most business people out in the world do that. But here's a guy that frankly I would have put up on a pedestal as here's the guy who knows what he's doing, and frankly he's battling through just like you and I are. The other thing that I like about the show, Joe, is that it does share the anxieties. I mean, he ruminates on the show about fears, about am I going to bring in enough revenue? Do I have enough audience? Is this the right idea? Am I approaching it the right way? Is our business plan the right one? Is it too bold? Is it too weak? I mean, and he shares very clearly the anxieties and the struggles and the bitter internal struggles that they go through trying to figure these problems out. And those are the same battles you and I are facing as we're building our company. And I guess it's kind of encouraging to know that there's other people out there with those same struggles we have.
Well, and it's fun. We're pioneering in some way, Todd, in the podcast world. And it's fun to, one, watch someone who's being successful and talk about what makes them successful and some of the mistakes they make.
Well, let's talk about this audience, knowing your audience thing. Why did you, you were obviously much more struck by that conversation than I was, but it's obviously now it's a forehead smack moment for me, realizing that that's something that we have to get a better handle on. Talk to me about why that really resonated with you.
Sure, and I'll give a little of the background. On a recent episode, Alex was riffing on something else and made the comment to the extent something like this. Well, if you're listening to us, you must know about the podcast Serial, which for those who may not know, we'll put it in our notes as well, but it's essentially the most popular podcast out there today. And many people know about it. The press has gotten a hold of it, and it's really popularizing the whole podcast movement. But Alex's comment was, I guess, refuted very quickly on Twitter by many of the listeners of Startup that said, "What is Serial? How do you spell it? Do you spell it with a C or an S?" And in some ways, I feel that same way, or I got this punch in the gut of, you know, we do our best to create this great content, and we've got CEOs interviewed on our show, and we're sure we're knowing who's listening to it. And then, you know, bump into somebody in the grocery store that has nothing to do with my subject area, healthcare, and they'll say, "Wow, that was a great episode last week from, you know, Dr. So-and-so." And, you're just struck by, wow, I had no idea someone, you know, I didn't make that connection. And for those that are not involved in podcasting, the tools and the measurements in terms of what you have to know that people are listening and who's listening and when and for how long are not near as developed as other web technologies and measurements. So in a lot of ways, sometimes we're just feeling around, and, you know we connect when lots and lots of people are talking about it out there on Twitter, but, you know, it doesn't mean that content is any that gets retweeted 1,000 times is any better than content that may not get retweeted 1,000 times.
Yeah, he makes a Alex in one of the episodes interviewed a couple of people that are quote listeners of his show but do not listen to this big podcast Serial, and he was just kind of trying to figure out why and how that happened. Because he, as you said, he just assumed that that was where the connection was made. And it was funny. They all took some very weird, random, almost unexplained tangential route from, well, a friend of a friend and a cousin here. And then I read this news article that referenced this thing that led to all of a sudden I found Startup. And the funny thing is, Joe, I mean, I've kind of had that feeling that's how it worked from the 4 or 5 years I've been messing around in podcasting. And I made some attempts a few years ago to try to better understand my audience and kind of came to the same conclusions that it's hard to really ascertain it. Now, here's the difference. And here's where, I mean, let's compare what you and I are doing to what this show Startup's about. Startup is Alex Bloomberg's transparent conversation about him creating his company and all the struggles and travails of building it. And it's designed, I think, for really for startups, kind of techie startups, in my view, is kind of who I think it may have even been designed for. But it's frankly beneficial to anyone in business or certainly starting a business. But he found that a lot of very diverse crowd, much more diverse than that, is listening to it. Our network, Intrepid Now, what I love about it is I love that nature of it. I love having variety in our conversations. The problem is then that makes it 1,000 times harder to understand the audience because we got people subscribing to our mailing list that are interested in photography and people subscribing to our list who are in the healthcare tech world and people that are worried about innovation. So it makes it
Don't forget about wine, Tom.
Well, I wasn't that far down the list yet, but yeah, you're absolutely right. But that makes it even harder for us.
Exactly. But I think, though, and I'm only gleaning from the conversations that we've heard on Startup, their intention at Startup is to create many, many podcasts. Although ours are more news and educational, theirs are more entertainment. I think they want a broad portfolio of podcasts, you know, is what they're creating. Their first was Startup. Their second is Reply All. They mentioned on their latest broadcast today of Startup that they're conceiving their next one.
Yeah, well, their long-term plan is to make things like that podcast we called Serial. I mean, I think that's one of the goals is to create things like that, which is really, really exciting. And you and I both know, we wouldn't be doing this, that I still think we're at the early dawn of the age of podcasting and this audio content, this on-demand audio content. And again, our approach and model is different than what Alex's company, which, by the way, is called Gimlet Media. And they're creating serialized content. Now, and you and I, that's not exactly where we're going. But we do create a product. We do have a product called Roundtable, which is, in fact, very much a multi-part series around a subject matter. And so I guess you could say we're doing something conceptually similar to what they're doing. But I don't know. I think it's exciting to see where this is going, and it's kind of fun to have a brother in arms and watching and observing what they're doing. And I'm sure there's lessons that we're going to glean from that experience.
It's why I love the show so much, Todd. You know, some people would say, "Oh, you guys are crazy to try to be so diversified. You should focus on healthcare, and once you get that, you know, maybe you can sell that and move on to the next one." Well, the fact is, we want to be diverse. I like wine, and I'm an expert at healthcare. And by the way, I wrote a book on career development, and I write and speak on leadership. So people are diverse, and they have diverse interests, and there's no reason they can't get or be interested in a multitude of things on Intrepid Now.
I agree. So part of what we need to do, Joe, is just because I'm saying it's hard to do surveys with our diverse audience doesn't mean it's not critically important that we get a better handle on that. And I'm not saying that in the context of, oh, I want to know how I can better target my advertising. No, that's not where I'm thinking. I want to be sure that we are building this thing and creating content in a way that is going to serve that diverse audience. It's the eternal question. All right, do I create stuff that I care about, or do I create stuff that my audience cares about? And I guess what I'm trying to say is I'd like to figure out a way where I could have those two in alignment.
Absolutely. If I care about it, I'm going to bring the best wine episodes this afternoon and the best healthcare tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, Joe, I want to get to work and building this company. So what's one idea that we could get our audience to inform us of what they need, what they want, what they're interested in, what they're not interested in?
You know, Todd, one of the things we've discussed almost on a daily basis, we're building a web location for our podcast, and we have iTunes, but we're also all over social media. One of our favorites is Twitter. Feel free to follow either Todd or me on Twitter. You'll find our Twitter addresses on the media page of our site. And tweet out with the pound Intrepid Now why you listen to us, what you'd like to hear from us, what you don't want to hear any more of. We're always open to the feedback, and we want to create not only a website, but a Intrepid Now environment where people can share through all forms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, wherever you are, our content and the content that you want us to create.
All right. And once again, this podcast that we've been talking about is called Startup. You can find it by going to gimletmedia.com and subscribe to that and their other show called Reply All. And we'd really encourage you to check it out. It's not only is it entertaining, but it's actually quite informative. And you will find a comrade in arms going through business struggles that we all go through, and find this human side of business that kind of ties us all together. So, Alex, if you're listening to this, just know that Joe and I are grateful for you putting it out there and sharing what you're going through, and because it is invaluable to people like Joe and I to know that we aren't alone in this yeoman's battle of building a cool company that helps and serves people. So we're grateful for that. All right, Joe, this was a cool conversation. I'm looking forward to getting back to work and building our company. This has been Intrepid Business. My co-host, Joe Lavelle. I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on Intrepid Business. Come on.